You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Gerson. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bible to the great book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 12, where we left off last time. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12. Everybody's invited to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're on the air with a live SoundCloud and Truth Social taping. And after we go off the air, we pray fervently for America. And then as the Holy Spirit leads according to his gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I pray for everyone who comes one by one. We also pray for healing, so bring the sick ones. Jesus still heals. We're having miracles. I'm a miracle. Amen. And we also pray for deliverance from drugs and alcohol. That's every Wednesday at 6 p.m. It is a highly anointed Holy Spirit gathering. You don't want to miss this. You're also invited to come here every Sunday, 5 p.m. for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, and Truth Social taping. I'm in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Amazing Grace, I made that up, Produce Place, is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12. From God's heart to my heart to your heart, you are chosen to be holy. You are chosen to be holy. Now, we've learned that the book of Hebrews is God's school to the church, the many-membered body of Christ. We start in kindergarten when we first get saved. We're baby Christians. I would go on through middle school, high school, and we graduate from college. And by then, we know the mystery of God, and we're ready to be the bride of Christ. Hebrews chapter 7 is entitled Melchizedek, 28 verses devoted to Melchizedek. So we learned that Melchizedek is a pre-incarnate Jesus in Genesis chapter 14. Melchi means king. Zedek is just king of the just, the priest of the Most High God. And Jesus is our high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. Melchizedek met Abraham in Genesis 14, and Abraham fell down and worshiped him and paid his tithes to him. And so God has a rule that all of the priests, and Melchizedek is the priest of the Most High God, like Jesus when he was born of the Virgin Mary, is our high priest, that every priest must be of the tribe of Levi. So that means that all the human priests, starting with Aaron there in verse 11, Moses' brother, were of the tribe of Levi. But that also means that the Lord Jesus Christ must also be of the tribe of Levi. Otherwise, we could not count on God's word. So to remember, you are chosen to be holy.
Verse 12. For the priesthood being changed, there is made a necessity of change also for the law.
The law is the word of God, but Jesus is the word, and he is, his word is forever settled in heaven. And he says, I change not. So if Jesus were not of the tribe of Levi, we could not trust God's word. But we can trust God's word because Jesus is of the tribe of Levi. How do I know that? The Bible tells me so. Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2. Remember, Gabriel came to Mary and said, you've just had the Immaculate Conception. The Messiah, the Savior, is in your womb. But your cousin Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. Now, Elizabeth was the wife of a priest, a tribe of Levi, Zacharias. God had a law that the priest could not be unequally yoked still has that law, and that he must marry a full-blooded Levite. So Elizabeth was a full-blooded Levite, the tribe of Levi. She and Mary were cousins. So Elizabeth's mother and Mary's mother were sisters of the tribe of Levi. So since there was no human man involved here, Jesus is of the tribe of Levi through Mary's mother. But we're also going to find out he's also of another tribe. Do you see how great God is? That's 4,000 years since Abraham met Melchizedek. And Melchizedek plopped himself in Mary's womb and became our Lord Jesus Christ, our high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. And he erased all those marriages. Wow, is our God great? Amen. Is our God great? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Verse 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar.
We're talking about Melchizedek, and we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 14. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah.
Now, everybody knows that Jesus came from the tribe of Judah because he came through the lineage of King David of the tribe of Judah. And Judah is a king line. So how can he be of the tribe of Levi so he could be our high priest and obey God's word, also be of Judah? Because Mary's father, Heli, you can read about that in the Bible, was of the tribe of Judah. So look at that. There was no human man in there. Mary was the woman with the seed. So Jesus was of the tribe of Judah. He is king of kings through Mary's father. And he's a tribe of Levi, our high priest, who ever lives to make intercession for us after the order of Melchizedek through her mother. See, God's word is perfect. Amen. If that were not true, we could not trust one word. You understand? God's word is true. You can trust every word in it. God never changes his word.
Of which Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
You didn't hear Moses talk about the Messiah was going to be the priest of the tribe of Levi, but Jesus was.
Verse 15, and it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there riseth another priest.
And of course, that Jesus, he was Melchizedek.
Verse 16, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment.
Now, Jesus took himself a flesh body, born of the Virgin Mary, but he was not conceived like you and I are. All of us must have a man and to plant the seed in the woman, but not Jesus. How did that happen?
But after the power of an endless life.
Gabriel said, Mary, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Almighty God the Father put the seed of Jesus Christ himself in the Mary's womb. Hallelujah. See, if he had come through a man, he'd have had sin, because the male has got the seed there. But he couldn't have any sin. He didn't have any sin. Hallelujah. Amen.
Verse 17. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Holy Spirit's using Paul to write this, and he's quoting Psalm 110.
Verse 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Verse 19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God.
Now, sin is the transgression against the law. We have the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Read all of that. Go read Leviticus. Can you remember all of that? No, man. So see, the law is our schoolmaster and showed us that all of sin had come short of the glory of God. No matter how holy you are, no matter how much you try, you would forget one of them. But Jesus came and took sin on himself. He made it so simple. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. That's easy, isn't it? Far well, it's not so easy. Nobody's doing it.
Verse 20. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest.
Now that's talking about the human priest from Aaron right on down, David and Samuel, etc.
Verse 21. for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath.
Jesus, Melchizedek in the person, he had an oath. We're talking about that. God said, I swear by myself, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
By him that said unto him, the Lord sweareth, I will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
That's what I said. Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The first Lord there, capital L-O-R-D, all in caps, in the Hebrew is Yahweh, Y-H-V-H. That's Lord, that's God the Father. But the Lord said unto my Lord, the second Lord is Yahweh's Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus ascended back to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God, God the Father said, Son, Yeshua, you are going to sit right here and be the King of Kings and the High Priest, and I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. How in the world is he going to do that? Now, Jesus defeated death, whose name is the devil, but he's not been arrested yet. How's he going to do it? Well, we're now in the book of Revelation calls the fifth trump. It's a time of learning, a time of teaching. That's why you're hearing this. But the sixth trump has begun to sound, Revelation 13. The first beast of Revelation 13 has begun to raise his ugly head. He's communism, socialism, Marxism all over the world. And soon and very soon, the second beast of Revelation will appear. He is the Antichrist. He will call himself Christ. He's going to look like Jesus, talk like him. Two horns of a lamb, the power of the Lamb of God, but the voice of a dragon. Instead of Christ, he is the fake Christ, okay? Now the whole world, Revelation 13 says, will call him God. Half the body of Christ, Matthew 25, the five foolish virgins, will think he's Jesus and will worship him. But half of the body of Christ will not worship him, the five wise virgins of Matthew 25. And that half will be delivered up to the Antichrist, Luke chapter 12 and Luke chapter 21. It is a high and holy calling. Do not be afraid. Luke 21 says, not one hair of your head shall be harmed. Ezekiel and Daniel and Jeremiah and Isaiah wanted to be alive. We are really right now alive. There's many of you listening to my voice now. We're going to be delivered up to him. Don't be afraid. And guess what? We're going to let the Holy Spirit speak through us in tongues, the language of the Holy Spirit, just like Pentecost, Acts 2. We're now in the Pentecost season there. The Holy Spirit will come on the elect, and he will speak in a language the whole world would hear. And guess what? That's how you and I are going to be utilized by God to put the enemy, the devil, under Jesus' feet. Because what we say will let the whole world know that it's not Jesus, it's not God, it's the devil with his Jesus costume on. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful to know? Amen. Aren't you glad? I can't wait, can you? Come on, be happy about it. You're chosen people.
Verse 22. But so much was Jesus made a surety.
A surety is a guaranteed, a down payment, a pledge. Cannot be broken.
Of a better testament. Verse 23.
What's a better testament? Okay, those human high priests had to kill some kind of an animal, take the blood there and go into the Holy of Holies and offer it. But then they had to do it again because people kept sinning. The next year they had to do it again. But not Jesus. He just did it one time. That was it. The Lamb of God, it takes away the sins of the world. Christ our Passover sacrifice for us. 1 Corinthians 5:7.
And they truly were many priests.
There were lots of them. They were very wonderful.
Because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death.
But they're not here now. Their bodies died. They're back with the Lord. We love them. And we just appreciate them. But they're not our high priest anymore.
Verse 24. But this man,
Yeshua, Jesus, now incarnate Melchizedek, King of the Just, Priest of the Most High God.
Because he continueth ever.
He arose from the dead. He lives forevermore. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hath an unchangeable priesthood.
He will always be our high priest. He changes not.
Verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost.
Now you, because you're chosen, of course you witness to people and you win souls to Jesus. Sometimes we're witnessing to a person, they will say, I can't be saved, I'm too bad. I did this, I did that, I'm really bad. Nope, 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 nope. Jesus took every sin that has ever been committed by a human being on himself. He was made to be sin who knew no sin, so that we could be the righteousness of God through him. David murdered Uriah. He saved. Paul the apostle, the greatest Christian of all, was even used to be writing this Hebrews there by Holy Spirit. He held the robes while Stephen was martyred. Now there is one sin, it has not yet been committed, that cannot be forgiven. Luke chapter 12. It is called the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. This can only be committed by an elect. God calls us the bruisers. We're going to bruise the viper's head when we live it up to him. When the elect are delivered up to the Antichrist, who calls himself God, if we do not let the Holy Spirit speak through us in his tongues, in his language, that sin can never be forgiven. An elect would lose their salvation. But why don't you yield now? Why don't you start practicing now? I used to teach music. Perfect practice makes perfect. If you'll forget yourself and yield, when you pray, the Holy Spirit will intercede for you now with groanings which cannot be uttered. Then you'll pray according to Father's will. I remember in Acts 2, when they had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they spake with tongues. It's a language, it is not gibberish, it's a language of God, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So there you have it.
That come unto God by him.
We cannot get back to God by any other name. There's no other name given in heaven and earth whereby we might be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life.
Amen.
Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
He's praying for you right now and for me. Thank you, Lord.
Verse 26. For such an high priest became us.
Became us is a wrong translation. It means he came to deliver us from sin. Jesus came to save us from our sins.
Who is holy?
He is holy.
Harmless.
Harmless.
Undefiled.
Undefiled.
Separate from sinners.
Separate from sinners.
And made higher than the heavens.
And made higher than the heavens. And you are chosen to be holy. Why are you chosen to be holy? Because God called you, commanded you to be holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, God says, be holy. You there, be ye holy. For I am holy, says God. In Ezekiel chapter 19, he says, verses 1 through 5 there, he says, you are a peculiar treasure unto God, a peculiar people. Now, peculiar does not mean weird or strange or funny, ha-ha. Actually, if you're not holy, you are strange. Peculiar means one of a kind, unique. And he goes on to say there in Ezekiel 19, you are a kingdom of priests, and priests are holy. Revelation 1 says you are called to be a king and a priest. Ezekiel 19 goes on to say then, and holy nation. So God commands you to be holy. Who can be holy? Only a person who is saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, whose sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. A lot of religions call people holy, but no, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. Is everybody who's saved holy? No, Lord have mercy. Many are called, but few are chosen. So how can you know if you are holy? What are the characteristics of a holy man, a holy woman, a holy boy, a holy girl? Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, Ye shall know them by their fruits. Notice that word is plural. F-R-U-I-T-S, plural. So I'm going to give you five plural S's to show you, and you can check to see if you are holy. The first S is a holy man, woman, boy, or girl seeks first, F-I-R-S-T, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Okay, a person who seeks God's first, the first thought on a holy person's mind when they wake up is God. They do not think of the cell phone to see if someone emailed them. They do not think of the television set. If they're married, they don't think of that beloved one lying beside them. Their first thought for a holy person is God. And then for a person who seeks God first, the first word they hear is God's voice. Oh, they might have to put the dog out. They might have to put on the kettle. And they might have to give the baby some milk. But they are, before they go out the door, they are going to shut up in their secret place. No noise, no people. Open God's love letter, the Bible. And they're not going to read one verse. They're going to read and read and read. Because that is God's voice. But they will also sit before him and hear his voice. So a person who seeks first the kingdom of God, your first thought when you wake up is God, not how much your body feels there. How does it feel? And the first voice you listen to is God's voice. A person who seeks God's first is sanctified. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is God's will for you, even your sanctification. Sanctification means you are set apart for holy use. Now, you might be in the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, but you don't have to be. But whatever it is, everything about you is God. Every single thing, I mean everything, is God, God, God. And if you are seeking God's first, you are sanctified, you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, with the evidence of speaking in the language of Holy Spirit, you have that baptism. And if you seek God first and are sanctified, when the Holy Spirit moves, you turn on a dime. He has told me to give the last dollar in my bank account many a time. I just do it. He'll say, pray for that person. Give that. Go there. Do that. You'll stop everything. Sometimes he'll say, stop the job you've got, your business, and go into the full-time ministry. I did it. And he always provides. You will do that. That's a person who's holy, who seeks God's first. And a person who seeks God's first will share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 6 says it in one word, go. That's pretty clear. God says, go. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19, go ye, you there, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. A person who seeks God's first knows your world is the next person you talk to, the next person who emails you or texts you, that friend at school, that person that sits beside you in a restaurant, the next person who calls you on the phone, the next person you meet in the mall, that's your world. And so a person who seeks God first would tell them, and of course you would be a soul winner, because if you keep on telling the gospel, you will win souls. A person who seeks God first A person who seeks God first puts God first on their job. In other words, whatever your job is, you do your job with all your heart. It doesn't matter if you're in the ministry, or if you're a cashier, or if you're a waitress, or you own a business, or you're driving a truck, or you're a produce manager, or you're whatever you are, a farmer, you would do your work as unto the Lord. A person who seeks God's first, seeks him first in his leisure. Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, come unto me all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, a person who seeks God first knows the vacation wears you out. You got to get there. You got to buy the gas or travel on an airplane. When you get there, you got to turn everything on, and you got to move this around. This is broken, and that's broken. So you might go to the mountains, but when you see the mountains, you put God first in your leisure, because you remember that Jesus went up into a mountain to pray. So while you're climbing the mountain, you pray. You might go fishing, but for the fish you catch, Jesus told me to be a fisher of men. And a person who seeks God first, okay, your relationships would always be a holy person. Because Luke 14, verse 26 says, except you hate father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, child, houses, lands, you cannot be my disciple. The word hate in the Greek is loveless. You would never go on a date if you were a person who's holy and seeks God first, except that person were also holy. What fellowship hath Belial with Christ? What fellowship hath lost with unlost? And you're being unequally yoked. You would never marry a person. Oh, they're Christian, but they would have to be holy like you, for you're unequally yoked and they'll hold you back. Your best friend would be a holy person. Now, you're not holier than thou. You love everybody, and you like them, you're friendly, but that close person to you would be a kindred spirit, because everything about you is God, and everything about that person is God. A person who seeks God first worships Him on the first day of the week. They do not disobey Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And Sunday, the first day of the week, they're going to go to church because they know that that is where God is, and there's a greater anointing there than by themselves. And a person who seeks God first, a person who seeks God first, shines. Matthew chapter 5 says, verse 14 and 15, you are the light of the world. Revelation says the whole world is in darkness now. You can hardly find any truth. But if you're a holy person, you're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither a man light a candle and put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and gives light to all the world. There's something about a holy man, woman, boy, or girl. They don't do out of talk. Their conversation goes right back to God. The words shine Jesus. They pray and they shine Jesus. No matter what happens in trials and troubles, they still got the joy of the Lord, the light of God in them. And they shine, shine, shine. They never turn off the light. So your first S is a holy man, woman, a boy, a girl. Remember the fruits. Is that you seek first the kingdom of God. Now the second one is sanctification, and I taught you that. You're set apart for holy use. You should have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you absolutely anointed and you obey the Holy Spirit. Okay, sanctification. The third S there, that sanctification, is that you are a supplicator. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, in everything by prayers and supplications, make your prayers and supplications for those in authority. A holy man, woman, boy, or girl does not just pray for yourself and your daddy and your mama and your husband and your wife and your child and your best friend and just your little church family. You pray for kings. You pray for the President of the United States. You pray for senators and Congress, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, the military, the Supreme Court, the judges, and you pray for governors, and you pray for mayors, and then you pray for the military, and you pray for everyone who's in the educational system, and you pray for business people, and you pray for the media, and you pray for preachers and pastors, all the churches, and then you pray for your church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A holy person is an intercessory prayer every day of their life, and they take that time, and they, no matter, they can be sick, they will still pray for others.
Yes.
Are you holy? Are you holy?
Yes.
How long do you pray? No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Some prayer, some power. Much prayer, much power. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Okay. And of course, then I've already told you that you shine. In other words, you're a supplicator, and you win souls to Jesus. You go out and you win souls to Jesus, and then you also shine, shine, shine. Now, holy people do make mistakes. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But you still chosen to be holy.
Verse 27, who needeth not daily as though as high priest to offer up sacrifice.
Now, those high priests from Aaron on down, when they went into the Holy of Holies, they had on a robe, the priestly robe. But on the robe, there were bells sewn in there. Each one of those priests, if they went in there with any unforgiven sin, they had to sacrifice something for themselves, they'd die. And they had to give them the hook and drag them out. That's where, when I was in theater, they called it give them the hook when somebody's mad on stage. They had to drag them out there because they were holy people. They loved God, but they also had to ask forgiveness of their sins. And so you are a royal priesthood. Every day of your life, repent. If you don't, that's stacking up on your sheet there, the book in God's kingdom, and you're going to have to answer for it in Judgment Day. Repent every day. Repent often.
Their own sins, and then for the people's.
And then they had to offer those sacrifices for everybody else and had to do it every year. Goodness, what a bloody mess.
For this he did once.
But Jesus just did that one time.
When he offered up himself.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We don't ever need any other sacrifice. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. One blood offering covers every sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Once and for all.
Verse 28. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmities.
Although people are chosen and holy, the spirit's willing, the flesh is weak, but God chooses them and God loves them.
But the word of the oath, which was since the law, missed the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Notice it said, the word maketh the Son. John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh. God the Father made God the Son flesh. Jesus Christ, our high priest, who ever lives to make intercession for us after the order of Melchizedek. And you are chosen to be holy. I pray you are blessed. Let me introduce to you the owner of the Produce Place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. I'm blessed. I'm blessed after that.
After that. Amen. Well, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
And he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and forever. Revelations 1:6.
Absolutely perfect.
Amen.
We did not collude. Great, Scott. Holy Spirit led you there. Thank you very much.
You're
That's
welcome.
Perfect. Now, in a little while, I'm going to pray for the healing, but we are all over the world now. I love all of you out there, and I want you to be saved. If you're not saved, pray this prayer with me, and the Lord will save you right now. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I turn from them.
I turn from them.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Save my soul.
Save my soul.
Give me eternal life.
Give me eternal life.
In heaven with Jesus.
In heaven with Jesus.
Please forgive all my sins.
Please forgive all my sins.
Wash them all away with the precious blood of Jesus.
Wash them all away with the precious blood of Jesus.
Sanctify me.
Sanctify me.
Set me apart for holy use.
Set me apart for holy use.
Let me be holy.
Let me be holy.
As you are holy.
As you are holy.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit.
Baptize me with the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Sanctify me through thy truth.
Sanctify me through thy truth.
Thy word is truth.
Thy word is truth.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
Amen, amen. Amen. Now, for those of you in cyberspace, Romans says, with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Death and life in the power of the tongue. So you need to tell someone. I invite you to tell me. In a little while, you're going to hear Scott, my announcer, give you my telephone number. Feel free to call that number. You'll get my voicemail. I'll get it very shortly. When I get it, I will pray for you. And welcome to the family of God. You also may email me your confession. My email is sharimedlock@gmail.com. Again, sharimedlock@gmail.com. The G is for God. Now it's time to pray for healing, but as I was praying about this, many of the calls I get for healing are people whose loved ones are sick. And that's so sweet. All of you feel free to call me because I do pray. I'm an intercessory prayer and I will pray for you. And feel free to do that. And you'll say, pray for my husband, pray for my wife, pray for my child, pray for this, pray for that. And that's good. But what I want to help you do, let me show you how you can help your loved one. See, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you're eating the fruit of it. Jesus says in Mark 16, you shall have what you say. Now you love your person, and you fluff the pillow, and you're making the best chicken soup in the world like Angela can make, and that's a good thing to do. But that doesn't mean heal them. So what do? Even if they're asleep, pull up a chair and read the healing word to them. Read Jeremiah 30, verse 17. I will restore health to you. I'll heal you of your wounds. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And then you read Malachi 4. To those that fear your name, if they love the word of God, he says the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in your wings. And then read Psalm 91 and Psalm 23. You will do your loved one more good there than all the chicken soup in the world. Oh, that's a sweet thing to do. And I like chicken soup. But this will do it. See? I keep telling you, when are you going to find out? You don't say you're sick. I know you feel it. Did you anybody hear me call you and tell you I was sick? No, you did not. In other words, you don't say that. I don't say it's not a fact. Death and life are the power of the tongue. You have what you say. And when you say your loved one's sick, you're hurting them. When will you get it? You confess the word of God, and the word of God will bring you back up in the name of Jesus. I've stood over a person who was dead on the deathbed. I spoke the word of God. They just died. They came back alive. I didn't do it. The word of God is life to those that find health to all the flesh. Proverbs 4:22. Hallelujah. 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 love your loved one enough to, and love yourself enough to speak the word of God, not the sickness. I know, do what you have to do. If you have to go to a doctor, if you can't walk on water, take a boat. I don't go, and I always get well. They would kill me if I went. But, and I know better. I know that, and so I know better. And probably you'd be better off, too, if you could ever learn that the word of God is the healer. The healer's in the house. You're the temple of the living God. He's there. But see, you delay your healing even when someone prays for you, because then you go and tell someone you don't feel good. See? I'm trying to help you. Rise up. You are chosen to be holy, and you're chosen to be well. In the name of Jesus, pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. 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 Well, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is truly your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. No greater loveth this than a man lay down his life for his friend. And he will never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. Give up your silly life. Your video games, your little fun things out there are ridiculous. They're not going to stand the fire test. Put him first every moment of your life. Give up everything for him. And you know what? Luke also says in 14, if you give up everything, he'll give it back to you in this lifetime. And the life eternal, you're going to have rewards. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I love you with all my heart. I'm looking forward to the next time when you and I get together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Woo!
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound on WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big,
got a tumor in his head. He wakes up sweating every morning after dreaming he was dead. He used to think that life was boring, but now that's not the case. He turns to his wife in the evening. He says, honey, I'm afraid I'm gonna lose this race. Sweet River Road. Husband left her for some bimbo after 22 years. Now she's got to start all over, but she's just so terrified. She thinks it would have been so much easier if you would have just died. Sweet river, oh. Is 15 miles away, I can still feel your pain. And I've thought and prayed and worked it through about 100 times or more. How your soul just cries to everyone to help you get up off the floor. And right now it's morning, probably sleeping. I bet you're totally unaware of the flood of kisses you hold back by the way that you despair. It ain't me I'm talking about here, or anybody else you can touch. And that's all I'm gonna say right now. I don't wanna say too much, except sweet Jesus, roll, oh, all over me. Sweet Jesus, roll.
Your love is greater. Your
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, thou art. Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Sometimes you gotta press on through. You can't stop, you can't look back. You can't stay drunk on fear, meditating on what you lack. I know there's a reason to be standing here today. We're part of America, at least God sees it that way. You can't look down, you gotta look up. You can't even sing the blues. Ain't the time for compromise. What you gain that way, you lose. Stop the hate that causes pain. Stop the violence too. Let them know that love's their only way. And you
to get by,
to stay high in a world that's hurting. Oh yeah, to get by, stay high, oh, high in a world that's hurting. How can I say thanks for the love that's been given? Just what I feel inside of me. Oh, and what this soul really needs is the kind of love that heaven sees. It's the kind that makes the world go round. Picks me up when I'm upside down. Oh, yeah. Now built to last. If you look up, you might